This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Calling an audible, thanks to the suggestion of these fine gentlemen. We're going with the combo platter, 877-881-1053. We need a sports opinion, and then you can shout out your favorite fried chicken place. Today is National Fried Chicken Day. So remember, I need the sports opinion first, and then you can give me your favorite fried chicken place, 877-881-1053. Here's an example, because I love this so much, from the 651. The Star Stanley Cup is a conspiracy to get Brett Hull a trophy. Drew's Place in Fort Worth is the best. Okay. All right, so I like this for multiple reasons. First of all, I get to remember that we won the Stanley Cup. Second of all, there's a conspiracy that worked in favor of the DFW. And third of all, they still shouted out their favorite chicken place. So, Corey, people went wild about this because we did burgers last week, but today is Fried Chicken Day. Do you want to start, or do you want to let
National Fried Chicken Day?
National Fried Chicken Day, not just KNC Fried Chicken Day.
The first day, I believe, was it tacos, the taco joints,
the Tex-Mex?
Dalton Schultz helped us out with this.
Dalton Schultz. My sports opinion: Jordan Lewis will be the best cornerback on the Cowboys roster.
Why do
followed
you
hurt me? By Trayvon Diggs, followed by Anthony Brown, followed
what?
By Cheeto.
No. Why are you doing this to me?
And Slowbone in Dallas has the best fried chicken there is. So you need to check out the Slowbone.
Okay. Reggie, I immediately need to go to you to see if you'll invert that and just put Cheeto at the top and shout out Nigeria and
I
get
wasn't...
your fried chicken bone in there.
I mean, I don't want to lie, but, you know, like, that hurt me, Corey. Wow.
I know. Listen, man, I appreciate it. This is what I'm feeling right now. I'm feeling that Jordan Lewis is going to have a year. The dude just he has a daughter that he just had, and I think that when you have a child, things change about your mindset about what you're doing.
Corey.
And for the first time, he's not going to get docked for those negative 2 inches.
Oh,
right,
that's
exactly.
True.
He can go out there and be him. He can just be
supposedly
free at doing
I think
what
this
he
coaching
do.
Staff, right? Corey, this coaching
yes,
staff is-
coaching staff for sure, especially one person. Corey and Bassick, I need a ruling here. Do sports facts count as sports opinions? Because from the 469, we get Astros suck. That just seems like a fact.
Yeah,
do I
not
still
enough.
Allow it?
Not enough. But my take is on the Astros here. But
okay,
I have
great.
More of a question for you guys. So here's my sports take here. Are we going to have this thing figured out during the regular season of Major League Baseball? As July 23rd, we have the Nationals taking on the Yankees, and they're having to shut down their training camp, their summer camp, because they're like, look, we tested on July 3rd, and they haven't given us our test results back. So we have to stop because the test place hasn't given us our test results back, and we just can't continue practicing without getting our test results back. Is this going to be an issue during the regular season, as they're supposed to test every other day? And same thing with the Astros right now, as they're not getting their test results back quickly enough. Is this going to be a problem during the regular season, or are they going to have the companies, whoever it is, get the test results back in a 48-hour period? Like, is it mandatory during regular season to get it back within 48 hours?
So I 100% think this is going to be going to be a problem. And one of the reasons I think it's going to be a problem is, like, you keep hearing that the average response time for a regular person is, what, like 8 to 11 days?
And yeah, I think my wife, usually it's taking 5 to 8 days for her results for kids to get back to her patients what the results were.
So I think you're going to run into a problem at some point when you have all these tests getting cranked out, that some people are going to eventually be like, hey, what the hell's going on? And then the government might try to step in or something. So, yeah, I could absolutely see that being a problem.
Now, my favorite fried chicken is on Davis Street near me in North Oak Cliff called BB Bop. Now, there's another location.
That's fun.
I believe near the Central Market that's off of like 75.
Mm-hmm. But oh, like the Korean, it's a Korean spot, right?
Yes.
Oh, the Korean fried chicken. Yo.
It is my favorite fried chicken, and you can put different, like, you know, it comes in like soy ginger or, you know, different flavors, but I think soy ginger is my favorite, but that is my favorite fried chicken is Bibimbap.
Wow.
It's solid.
Okay.
What's amazing here, guys, is everybody has a place that, like, they're throwing in, and I've seen very few, like, fast food chains. And a lot of people, like, the first thing they think of is they think,
we
like,
don't
Popeyes,
want that. That doesn't
KFC.
Help us out, right?
Yeah. Popeyes is great, but
we
want to
go drive
okay.
somewhere and go find, like, the local fried chicken.
Okay, mm-hmm. Does that rule Babes out? Because I do like Babes, but I feel like that.
It's
does
very
that get,
good. No, it's okay. That's
fine.
Chainy to me, but it's okay.
It's all fine. Right. It's not as good as
and Slow everybody Bone. Knows, like, look, we get it. Like, I mean, Popeyes, Church's, KFC, whatever, if you like that fried chicken, that's cool. I mean, I like their fried chicken too, but that's not, they're not bringing out the best fried chicken.
Yeah, man,
put
some more effort into this. Let's really get down and deep with
okay.
this.
Okay, I'm going to give you chicken places, but also sports opinions that will infuriate and then delight you.
Okay.
From the 501, Luca's overrated, and Rudy's
what?
Chicken in Dallas is the best in DFW. However, from the 817, Luca will average a triple-double in the playoffs while taking us to the finals, or they said the championship,
ooh.
And Mike's Chicken in Dallas makes the best fried chicken. Now, Mike Bassick, are you more likely to go to Mike's Chicken than Rudy's Chicken because you are more yeah. in tune with the sports yeah. opinion?
Yeah, that person who put that in there is probably from Houston, so wow. that said Luca's overrated. So, yeah, I'm definitely now going to is it called Mike's Fried Chicken is yeah. the name of
but
it?
But Rudy's is so very Dallas, though.
I know. Mm-hmm. It is very good, but that Luca take is just, you know, it's a stinker.
Okay. All right. So we have to skip off that. And remember, this is not just your favorite chicken place. We're doing the combo platter here. So but I need a sports opinion if I'm going to shout out your chicken place.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you this real quick. The Luca overrated thing. I would be worried about that if people like LeBron or people that have played against Luka, the real players that have to play against him, were like, hey, Luka is not as great as people think. All the people who play against Luka, the NBA players think he's awesome. So I don't want to hear that from – I mean, you can say it if you want as a fan. But, I mean, the players don't think that. The people who actually play basketball against him don't think he's overrated.
Yeah, his teammates seem to think he's pretty good too. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm.
Now,
is it weird that like I'm rooting for like because I like certain places I'm rooting for the sports opinions to be good.
See, but I really want to see you get put to the test when it's like your favorite place and it's just a trash opinion and you're just like oh like I hope somebody texts in like your favorite chicken place and also goes and I think Washington should keep their mascot name and like really put you to the
man.
Test there. From the 832. If Dez was given credit for the ball that he definitely caught, I'm still mad about that, stupid. We would have gone to the Super Bowl. Plus, Corey, this is for you. Mother's in New Orleans has the best fried chicken.
It is.
Now, have you had that fried chicken? And if
yes.
you could help us out in the DFW for now, that would be great. But Corey loves New Orleans more than any
Thank
human
you.
I think I know. So I wanted to shout that out.
Yes, I do. Thank you very much for that. It's not. I don't. I still think Slow Bone has the best fried chicken, though, even as good
I haven't
as Mother's
had theirs,
is.
But- That's where is that? I think that's located like off a bridge, right?
Yeah, it's over by like the Petacolo's place. That's why I was told okay. to go in that direction one day by the guy at Bodacious Barbecue that hooked us up, Brian, that brought it in that barbecue that night. He was like, "This is where you got to go." I trust other chefs, other cooks of great foods whenever they send me in a certain direction. So.
From the 214, the Cowboys will win 11 games this year, and Ricky's Hot Chicken in Richardson is fire. Okay, I've never even heard of that place. So
Hot Chicken is that a Tennessee thing?
I think
that's
a Nashville thing, right? Is that where it started, supposedly?
Well, and there's a lot of discussion about that. I watch a lot of, is it David Chow? David Chang? I watch a lot of his stuff, and he went and followed like a hot chicken path, and the description, there's so many different people are like, all right, this is where it started, this is where it started, but... I mean, the levels of hot chicken are amazing, and I really want to try like some more original hot chicken where it came from to see how they brined it and what it all came from.
How are we with spice, Kevin? Because Jeff is a no spice guy. Like, I mean,
when
miles
it comes,
that's not surprising.
Okay, then this is going to shock you. When it comes to chicken, Bring it on.
There we go.
Normally, now I know normally I don't go that.
You like wings too, right?
That is true. But yeah, that is true. So when it comes to chicken and wings, bring it on.
I had my first go at the Orange Magic wings. I made those for the first time.
Ooh, how'd it turn out?
They were phenomenal.
Are you doing it because Dawson's out of town and you think you could take his spot?
I just wanted to try something out.
Okay.
I'm not into taking people's spots.
It is really good. I've done it before too. It's a great recipe. That the syrup at the end takes it to another level.
Yeah, the base of the Frank's Red Hot that you drip off, you get it off of it. That's the key. You still have the heat, but then you have the flavor right on top of it with the smoke. It's so good.
All right, interesting. From the 972, who might be violating my own rule here, the Cowboys are trash. Fingers to the bone and Waxahachie is the bomb. I don't know if that's going to work out exactly the way that you want it. From the 817, Cam Newton will throw for 5,000 yards this season, and I like Babes and Burleson.
To who?
That's a great question. 5,000 yards.
Like, is Mohamed Sanu going to get a lot better than I expected him to be?
Okay, you need to put all your money on Mohamed Sanu to win Comeback Player of the Year for the
Arizona
NFL.
Arizona State kid.
And Keel Harry?
Who's his best receiver ever? He played with Steve Smith
for a
minute,
short period of time.
Kelvin ultimately
Benjamin?
He had to push him out. Stop and it. Greg Olson? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out. He's never had good receivers.
Ted Ginn Jr.
Somehow got
Stop
to the Super
it.
Bowl. LaFell? Is
LaFell?
Brandon LaFell? His arm stopped working, but the kid from Utah is good. What's his name they have right now? You know what I'm talking about? The Carolina Panthers. He's like mini Steve Smith, and Steve Smith made a lot of fun of him on All or Nothing because he was a rookie. And see, here we go again with
I can't
remember.
Is that DJ Moore?
DJ Moore,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, he's a soft, but Cam really didn't get to play with him because his arm started failing him.
He played at Maryland. That's what threw
Maryland,
me off.
Sorry. Maryland.
I was like, I don't know.
And the fact that we figured out the
Steve
kid
Smith,
from
Utah.
Maybe that's what it is. I'm just proud of the fact that we figured out the kid from Utah is actually DJ Moore from Maryland.
Sorry.
We figured it out. You're fine. From the 817, FC
Steve Smith is from Utah.
FC Bayern Munich will win the Champions League.
Get out of here.
Pollo Reggio is the best.
Oh, Pollo Reggio. Now, I don't consider Pollo Reggio fried chicken, though. That is great chicken. Like, it's fantastic, but it's not fried.
It's like rotisserie or grilled chicken, right?
Yeah, so I'm sorry. That does not count,
Kevin. They go into the Boston Market category?
No, oh, Boston Market is, I mean, it's a chain, but, man, they find a way to keep them juices in that chicken.
it's
well, I'm just
they
saying,
keep
are
that
they,
layer
they're
of
a
fat
rotisserie,
on.
This place is a rotisserie chicken place is what you're talking about?
No, it's like, it's not even that. Like, I can't even remember what's the, like, it's like fire roasted chicken or something.
Yeah,
okay.
Dude, it's so good, though.
It's good.
But try
it's good
their
stuff.
Tacos are amazing.
We get a good sports take right here and the Ooh. Start of a little run for a chicken place. From the 817, Bud Crawford will KO Errol Spence.
Ooh.
And Lisa's is
yes.
the best for the price.
I like this.
And then you follow that up.
Who texted that in?
From the 817.
I like you.
The football season won't last the whole season. And Lisa's Chicken. Back to back shout outs.
Good takes.
Where can I find Lisa's Chicken? I'm not familiar. Well, big shock. Like, if you're not like a very basic chicken place, big shock, I'd probably have not had your chicken before.
Lisa's Chicken is probably the best chicken you can get for your buck. Like, the one that I used to go to was in Arlington, like right by an overpass, if that tells you anything about what Lisa's Chicken is. Lisa's Chicken is not like your most expensive chicken. It's going to get the job done in a way that it supremely surpasses the money that you're putting in, if that gives you any indication.
When is Errol Spence fighting? Because I'm very interested in this coming back from his
and
car
he's not
going to
fight Crawford
yeah,
straight away.
Yeah, it feels
away.
Like they've been ducking each other, or maybe
yeah.
it's Errol ducking Bud specifically.
See, I think that might be the case because Spence just talked about how Crawford is like Crawford's obviously an awesome fighter. You can make the argument he's the best pound for pound fighter in the world, but. The thing is, he doesn't have as big of a name as like somebody like Pacquiao, and that's why he was like looking at the direction. And so that's some of the rumblings that I've heard. Is like, if you're a boxing fan, it doesn't get much bigger right now than Crawford versus Spence. But that's like doesn't have the name appeal to some of the casual fans. So, and by the way, I didn't count this because this is a place that I frequently go, so I just assumed it was too much of a chain. Is they said the Cowboys will win 12 games, and you guys are sleeping on Chicken E. I assume that means Chicken Express.
Chicken Express, yeah.
And that, like, that feels a little too chainy.
Okay, and see, that's why I ruled them out.
Chicken Express.
I like Golden Chick, too, and I realize I'm so basic, but they also have, like, a sweet special on Mondays. They do half-price chicken Mondays, plus today is National Fried Chicken Day, so maybe, like, Golden Chick if you're just looking for, like, a basic experience.
Kevin from the 972, I'm a home inspector, and I do home inspections all over DFW. I would love for you guys to compile a list of these places for me to try while I'm out. I usually skip lunch on these days. Is there we got to get the web team in on this. We can just, like, compile all this, or maybe just get a map and have everybody go to 105.3thefan.com and pin their links on
it. Dude.
I'm very sad, right, though. It's like, I feel like we
this
didn't get
good.
A great
Even my
take.
My friends are texting my phone right now. Like, the food sports take thing is working for
I'm
us.
Telling you, we just solved any potential intercom budget crisis if that ever comes up. All we need to do is manufacture the 105.3 The Fan Tolo approved fried chicken map or Tex-Mex map or burger map. Yeah, and you include all of the areas in the DFW that listen, which is everywhere, and then you put little pins on there. And then, like, if you get all the spots someday, you automatically get to come sit in and listen to
a
show live whenever that happens. We just solved everything, and I hope we get a raise from this. I really, really do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.